Hello and welcome to week 5 of Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we give you a little bit of the Bible to think about and a practical way to apply it to everyday life. After spending 4 weeks in the book of Acts, where we learned a lot about Paul's story and how he lived his life, we're now going to start working our way through some of his letters to the early church. We start with his letter to the church in Rome. So today's Bible reading comes from Romans chapter 1 and verses 18 to 20. Just be aware before we start, this might not sound like a particularly encouraging passage, but really it is. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Well, wrath is a difficult word, especially in a culture where we like to think that everyone should just try to get along. The idea of an angry God can be off-putting to some people, but I'd argue that sometimes we all need a bit of wrath. In a world where people do awful things to each other, where power-hungry leaders commit genocide, and where children very often aren't safe, surely it's a good thing that there's a God who gets angry. If God is love, then it stands to reason that he would react strongly against acts and systems of hatred. Paul wants us to know that the world is not always as it should be, and that God stands against wickedness. This is a good and encouraging thing. But he also wants to point out that there is no reason to embrace evil, to act as if there's no God. Many of the people who embrace violence, greed, and other kinds of evil do so because they have no sense of morality, no perception of being part of a bigger story than themselves. But Paul says this simply makes no sense, and his reason might surprise you. God is invisible, but his handiwork isn't. Creation is all around us, and it's magnificent and spectacular. Think of the most beautiful place you've ever been, or the most glorious sunset you've ever looked at. God made that, and part of the reason he lavished such incredible beauty into those vistas is that by doing so, we'd all realise that they are designed, not random. Think of the incredible complexity and beauty of any aspect of nature, from the human brain to the still unexplored depths of the ocean. This is not simply the chance evolution of life and matter. God made it all, and he made it beautiful as a clue to his existence and to the kind of character he has. God is creative, glorious, and loves to give lavish gifts to his children. That's why the world and its inhabitants are so extraordinary, and that's also why he gets angry when that all gets taken for granted. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. Lord, I thank you for the incredible beauty of your creation. I thank you for the way that you made me and the planet that I get to live in. I pray that you would speak to me through your creation and also remind me of the importance of caring for it. And help me not to be part of the systems and structures of corruption and sin that rightly arouse your anger. Amen. There's now just a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. This is a little bit weather dependent, but try to spend a little bit of time out in nature today. Go for a walk in the park or sit outside your house and try not to take any other distractions with you. Spend some time with God in these moments, enjoying his creation and enjoying being with him in it. Perhaps try to spend a little of the time in silence and see what you notice, or even how God speaks to you in the quietness of nature. If you want to let us know how that went, we'd love to hear from you. You can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Remember to send us your feedback too. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.